News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
The mother of a boy who drowned on family holiday said he is the inspiration behind a new national drowning prevention programme aimed at preschool children. Amanda's son, Avery, was three when he tragically drowned in a swimming pool on a family holiday in 2019. And Amanda joins me now. Amanda, before we talk about the campaign Hold Hands, can you tell us a little bit about Avery and what happened to him?
Avery was three, as you said. He was bright. He was curious. He had this infectious smile. And we went to Spain on a family holiday. On the 12th of August, while I was cleaning the ground floor apartment, he walked out the door, down to the pool, and drowned. So that's kind of where our world was turned upside down, and it was very unexpected. And, you know, you never expect to go on holidays with your family and come back minus a child.
No.
You know, it kind of happens. You always think, oh, this happens to other people. You know, this happens in hot countries. But it can happen to anyone and it can happen anywhere. So that's how this came about. That's how Hold Hands came to life.
I cannot imagine how terrible that was for you and your family. I have four kids myself, and I cannot imagine. And the shock and the loss and all of that, I've no doubt that they don't go away and you live with them on a daily basis. Tell us, Amanda, what this campaign is hoping to do and what the sort of the thrust of it is.
You know, as I said, Avery was between the ages of three to five. There was nothing out there for him, you know, other than swimming lessons. He was actually due to start a few weeks after we came home from Spain. A few months, I suppose, after Avery died, and I kind of settled down. And in the meantime, there was two more children that had drowned besides Avery, and we just kind of that and thought, you know, what can we do? What, you know, this can't happen. These children are, these are our future. And a friend of mine had contact with Irish Water Safety Ireland, and we got in contact with them, and they were delighted to come on board. We, you know, just brainstorming and coming up with ideas. And you know, we want to make it safe for them. We want to make it entertaining for them, you know, to teach them that water can be a great sport and you can love it and you can have fun, and swimming is great, you know, exercise. And but at the end of the day, it's all about being safe, holding an adult's hand, knowing that you can only go so far, you know.
Yeah,
and drowning just doesn't happen in pools. It just doesn't happen in holidays. It happens in your home. It happens at a park. It happens on farms.
Yeah, of course.
And it only takes 30 seconds for a child to drown, and that's the hardest part.
So this campaign is aimed at parents and preschool children, and about the Hold Hands program, about always holding your mammy or daddy's or an adult's hand, and about parents reminding their children of the need to hold hands if they're near water.
Definitely. Like, you know, a child, if they were going up the stairs, they would always ask, you know, hold my hand.
Yeah.
Or if they were crossing the road, they would always ask you, will you hold my hand?
So you're just reminding parents and their children where the dangers could lie. Can I ask you a question before I let you go, Amanda? I think it's a great campaign and it's a great service you're doing for people having gone through something so tragic yourselves. Can I ask you, how are you guys doing now?
Every day is different. I suppose grief, you know, I constantly tell people, you know, grief has now become our friend. He was a big part of our life. His toys are still here. His clothes are still here. You know, his pictures are still here. So we're reminded every day that he was here, but we're also reminded every day that he's gone, and that, you know, he was taken so suddenly. And yeah, just, I suppose, we just take one day at a time. Sure. And just constantly remembering him and talking about him. And
yeah,
this is a lovely tribute to him.
Yes, indeed, and it is. And thank you very, very much for speaking to us. That is Amanda Cambridge there, speaking about her little boy, Avery Green, who did tragically drown aged 3 in 2019, and about that campaign that, yeah, I think is very timely for parents around the country coming into the summer.
Extraordinary dignity and courage, and it is a lovely tribute to Avery. Really appreciate Amanda taking the time to talk to us this morning.